Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. A few recent listener questions have been on the topic of making money from podcasts. We've got a lot of people out there who are starting podcasts. They want to know things like, how do you find sponsors? How can you get more distribution or more audience, more listeners? What are some other ways of getting paid through podcasts in addition to sponsorship? Well, today we have a related question. Do some podcasts make more money than others? And not just some shows, but specific genres or categories. Well, guess what? The answer is yes. Some genres or categories and certainly some shows do tend to be much bigger in terms of audience and also in terms of profitability. Now, those two things are closely linked, which I will talk about in a moment. We're going to peek under the hood a bit. Also, a funny story about our caller here references a podcast that was recently acquired for $20 million. I'll tell you why it's a funny story after the break and his question.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Chris, this is Craig from Omaha. I've been listening to the show for a few years. Thanks for the stories and helpful content, man. It's been great. I heard that Spotify acquired a podcast recently for $20 million. What a crazy valuation. I assume most podcasts aren't worth very much money at all, but now I'm wondering, are there certain types of shows that are more profitable than other ones? Do you really need a celebrity to host a podcast for it to have a high valuation? Basically, if someone was going to start a podcast and could choose any genre, type, or style, and they wanted to make as much money as possible, what should they do? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts, man. Thanks.
So the funny story is, shortly after this $20 million deal was announced, the deal that Craig mentions, it was for the podcast Call Her Daddy by Alexandra Cooper. That was, in fact, by Spotify. Another deal was announced by Amazon for a show called Smartless. And the terms of this deal were not fully disclosed, but it was said to be up to $80 million. An $80 million podcast. I mean, I thought a $20 million podcast was incredible. I'm still waiting for my $20 and my $80 million. I mean, honestly, I'd take either one. I might prefer the 80, but, you know, wouldn't be picky. That second one is from Will Arnett and Jason Bateman. So maybe step one of the process is be famous, okay? What is step two? Well, what is step one for most of us? Craig asked about genre. News and analysis shows tend to do well. There's a lot of daily news podcasts now. You know, when I started Side Hustle School, there were very few daily podcasts of any kind or any genre around. And now there are a lot of them, especially in the news category. But true crime is also huge. You may know that from listening to other podcasts. So is sports, comedy, and there are a growing number of these kinds of celebrity shows that Craig mentioned, and also that I just talked about in terms of that huge, huge number. So Craig says, I'm going to use his words here, you know, if you're trying to start a podcast to make as much money as possible, I just want to call that out because most people who are starting podcasts have additional reasons to start podcasts. Rather than just, you know, I want to make some money. But let's say that's the goal, you know, that's okay. I would choose the genre and category where you think you can attract the biggest audience. That's how I'd make the decision, because aside from these celebrity-driven deals, the valuation of a podcast is based largely on its audience. And that's how sponsorship and advertising rates are determined and sold and so on. So in other words, you want to chase audience. You want to chase the audience, not the sponsors, not the money. If you have the audience, sponsors will find you. It's much better to be in the situation of having an active audience that's engaged and growing. And then you have to figure out, okay, how do I connect with the right agency or distribution network or whatever. That stuff is easy to figure out once you have the audience. So I would always, always focus audience first. That's what I think about that. Craig, thank you for calling in. Listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll talk about the next $100 million podcast or, you know, whatever comes up. We'll continue to feature them along with case studies, stories, tips, all kinds of good stuff throughout the rest of the year. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.